What kind, P-type or N-type, of semiconductor is made if pure silicon is doped with a small amount of A, aluminum, B, selenium, C, indium? So what we want to do is to dope pure silicon with an impurity. That's how we make N-type and P-type semiconductors. And so what we have to do is to look at the electronic configuration, which we did back in Chapter 8. So let's look at aluminum in the first case. Well, silicon has an electronic structure, remember, of 3s2, 3p2. So it has 4 electrons in its outer shell. And that's the key here. So now if we look at aluminum, which is Al, aluminum is made up of 3s2, 3p1. And again, I'm going back to the previous chapter where we had a periodic table that gave these configurations. If we compare the electronic configuration of aluminum to that of silicon, this aluminum has 3 electrons in outer shell, whereas silicon has 4 electrons, then we see that we're short 1 electron here. So what aluminum is going to do is going to appear to be a hole. We're going to have a hole due to this aluminum impurity, which means, so aluminum has a hole relative to silicon, so this is going to be a P-type semiconductor. Okay, let's turn now to the B part, which is for selenium. So again, we look at the electronic configuration of selenium. We go back to the periodic table. It's 4s2, 4p4. So it has 6 electrons in the outer shell. So it has 2 extra electrons relative to the silicon, which means it's going to be a donor, and therefore it's going to be an N-type semiconductor because of those 2 extra electrons. And finally, the C part, indium, we look up its electronic configuration, which is 5s2, 5p1. It has 3 electrons in the outer shell. So in fact, it's very much like aluminum, except instead of being in N equal 3, they're going to be in N equal 5. So it is 1 electron short relative to silicon, which has 4 electrons, so this again will be a P-type semiconductor. So it's fairly straightforward just by looking at the electronic configurations of the atoms to find out whether you're going to have a P-type or an N-type semiconductor. And that's what we actually use when we make them.